And now let's get to an NFL blitz.
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. By the way, Falcons starting their prep to get ready for the Broncos. And Mike and I will be up there on Wednesday talking to Coach Ra and getting the latest from our Falcons as they get ready to head to Denver.
I want answers. Now, again, a lot of folks are talking about it. Really was. It's kind of the things you and I have been getting into. Defense was pretty rough in the first half and then tightened up and did a great job in the second half. And offense squandered great opportunities the defense afforded them.
I agree, Mike.
And then the coup thing was just in the rub. That happened too.
It didn't help, that's for sure.
Coming up in 3 minutes.
You'll hear Kirk Cousins talk about where the offense failed and why they have to make corrections heading into Sunday. Mike, the Bears change coordinators. Woohoo! Shane Waldron's fired,
right,
and they allow the passing game coordinator to take over. Okay, does this change anything for the Bears and, more importantly, for Caleb Williams, the number one overall pick?
No, I mean, Shane Waldron, I think you and I discussed this when he was hired. It wasn't exactly the most compelling hire. Luke Getsy was the guy that got that couldn't really help Justin Fields. To me, you brought in let's take it back to where it started. Eberflus was an uncompelling hire. When you went and you had the ability to go draft a quarterback and make that commitment to Fields, you need to bring in an offensive-minded coach, and they didn't. And the assistant have not been really good. This team, I don't know where this goes now, because we talk about stunting a young man's development. Now he's going to have his second coordinator in 2 years starting his career in the NFL, and Jaden Daniels looks like the slam dunk, and Caleb Williams is, I don't know. He doesn't. I'm not saying like he's shook or anything, but this doesn't help a young guy trying to evolve in the NFL.
No, not at all. I'll tell you who else is shook, or at least a little bit crazy, and I mean this in a good way. What was Tua Tagovailoa doing last night?
If you didn't see the game, guys, it was the craziest sequence. By the way, they had an interception, a fumble, and then a fumble. More on that in a second. But Tua gets picked off by Roseboom, great name, for the Rams, and he's coming down the sideline. So if I'm Tua, with one hit away from no more football, do a two-arm shiver. Do the best you can, and if you whiff, so be it, and just hope that the posse comes and gets him on the ground. To go down on your knee and lead with your head, where the hard part of a guy's legs, the knees, are coming at you, someone's got to talk to this dude. He's in this situation because he did the only thing he could do to get hit in the first place when he got injured a few weeks back. Remember that?
Yeah.
When he ran right into the Bills play, which made no sense.
Mike McDaniel, the head coach, was talking about Tua. He was basically saying he's trying not to be too hard on himself. This is the head coach of the Dolphins.
These are the moments that I can feel the growth from the 3 years the most, is where something doesn't go well or something, Tua gets so mad at himself and holds himself to a high standard, but he's also recognizing that he's the franchise quarterback of this team. So you can't go too deep into your own self-lashing. You have to lead and move on from things, good or bad. So I thought he did a very good job of taking those L's, so to speak, and not having it affect his play.
He final score 23-15. Rams lose at home. It felt like they had some traction. He's talking about the overall play and Tua making mistakes and not being too hard on himself. Here's Tua on that scary tackle, Mike, that you were talking about, where he led with his head.
I feel good. I went up to that dude that intercepted me and asked him, like, bro, you couldn't just like ran out of bounds or like cut back? It was like, you seen me and I seen you. Like, you wanted to just run me over. He told me after the game there was, like, there's no room. There was nowhere else to go. So he got to do what he got to do to help his team win games. And I wasn't planning on using my head to go hit.
Yeah, but it happened, dude. I mean, like, by the way, if you're going to be out there, you've made the decision to continue your football career. Nobody's supposed to give you a pass and adjust the way they play.
Agreed.
Okay, he's trying to score. He's trying to take it to the house. You know, if you want to shove two hands, as I said, let the other guys do the work. You are now that special case. You are now Joe Namath at the end of his career when guys wouldn't really sack him. They'd lay him down on the ground. That's not going to happen, okay? That's not going to happen for you now. So, he doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And I'm not trying to be a Weisenheimer as if he's got problems there upstairs because he's been hit so much. But you'd think he does. What are you doing? Come on, man. Make better decisions. Just get out of there.
This hour is brought to you by our friends at All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. It's Dukes and Bell. Micah Parsons trying to clear up his statement about Mike McCarthy when asked about, did he care? He said this Sunday after the game, Cowboys, you know, they're losing. So here's what Parsons said, trying to clear things up.
So it just didn't matter to me about the player. It just didn't matter about the importance and how much, you know, they bring to the program. It has nothing to do with coaching, right? Mike is one of the most winningest coaches in NFL history. And that's the God honest truth. We went 12-5 3 years in a row. That didn't happen because Mike's a bad coach, because he's a good coach.
Okay. I felt like his comments originally were, I do not care about the coach. I care about my guys. Coach is going to be fired and he'll end up somewhere else.
Right.
Jerry Jones has come out and said he's not going to fire him during the season. There's no joy. But he says he's not going to fire him during the season. But we all know, right? Everybody knows after the season is over, they're going to be looking for a new head coach.
Yeah, they're letting this contract play out, and that'll be it for Mike McCarthy there, and he'll leave. I like Micah Parsons yesterday. I did like the comments. Like, you know, and maybe he just feels his coaching staff is weak. You know, we've talked to players. Randy Mack's talked about it. Sometimes you look around and go, these guys don't know what they're doing.
Nope.
Otherwise, you know, people would never get fired in the NFL. Jerry also asked on the radio show about the players' complaints about the sunshine. That's an intrinsical part of our stadium. It's a home field advantage. What if the sun isn't Dak size or your receiver size? Well, that's different.
I just think it's interesting. The stadium's been there now forever. Okay, I was there in 2010, and nobody was talking about this.
And they played games in November back then, right?
It makes no sense. Now that they're losing, all of a sudden the sun and the angle of the sun coming into the stadium is an issue. And we need curtains.